Hello, my name is Shaniqua. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes, I'm looking for a testing site like in Alabama, Tuscaloosa.
Okay. Do you have that zip code?
No.
Just Tuscaloosa? Tuscaloosa?
What is your name?
Shaniqua.
Shaniqua, okay. So how has your day been going?
It's been going good, actually. It's been going good.
That's good. So, you know, you working from home?
No, sir.
Oh, I'm a ma'am.
I'm sorry about that. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, so yeah. So you feel safe working in person than working from home?
Sort of, kind of. Okay.
Like, you know, it's like, hey, your house can't hold your house. It's only the building.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
So you went to the building. So you went for your building to hold your house in your own house.
I have 4 in Tuscaloosa.
Okay.
I have a drive-up one. On the DCH Regional Medical Center.
Mm-hmm.
That's a drive-up testing site in Tuscaloosa. All
right, let me pull it up on the website so I can see which one you're looking at.
Okay.
So let me just bring it up, let you know. So you rather work inside the building to be at home.
Well, actually, yes, ma'am. Yeah. We're social distancing, so we're really not too much cluttered up together, and it's really not that many people that really work here. And then they wipe down everything really, really good to the point where it's very clean in here. So I trust it.
And what is your name?
Shaniqua.
Okay, so you have a very nice voice.
Thank you.
I'm a female. I'm a lesbian woman, and I like females that have nice voices. So, you know, I like African American females that have nice voices. So that's what most lesbian females like. African American females have nice voices.
Thank you so much.
You know, your voice is really attractive. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I hear you.
Did you hear about that?
Yes, I heard what you said. You ready for the address?
Yeah, it should be coming up shortly.
Okay.
You know, I was getting ready to say you have a voice kind of like Beyonce.
Oh, thank you.
No, because Beyonce's voice is attractive too. But according to you, African America's females, they have more attractive voices. I've been attracted to African American females since I was like 13. So, they have a nice voice. So, do you have anybody in your family that's a little lesbian female?
Actually, no.
I'm so you about to be like Beyonce because she's probably one of your favorite people.
Yeah, she's one of my favorite. Yeah, I like her music and stuff. Yeah, you ready for that address now?
Yeah, you can. It's coming up in a minute. So when it comes up, I'll let you know. It's gonna take that long, be a second.
Okay.
I just want to see you looking at, so I know what you know. I mean, I know how to get there.
Okay.
Yeah. So you sound like a really nice African American female.
Thank you.
So I know that's why I say anytime I go to the store, I like to talk to African American females. Not because I don't white females, they're not as attractive as African Americans. You know? So African American females are more attractive to more than the white females. I'm sure you agree with that. Did you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. I'm just waiting on you to have your internet pulled up so I can give you this address.
It sound like you didn't comment, because you sound like, hey, I'm giving you all this compliment.
Yes, you're giving me compliments, but I also have to continue doing my work also.
So you saying I can't hold you hostage, keep you from doing your job?
Not really, because I have a time limit on when I'm supposed to call and how long the calls are supposed to last.
So you said I can't hold you hostage,
gotta let
you
for
like free something. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
So you say I can't hold you hostage on the phone, that means you gotta get back to work. Did you hear what I said? It's cause now. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Did you hear what I said? Cause you didn't say, you didn't say anything. I was saying that, but you said you gotta go about the work. So it means you saying you can't hold your eyes on the phone cause you gotta go about the work once you're doing this thing.
Yes, I have to go back to work, and I have other people also waiting on the phone also.
I can't just hold you hostage on the phone.
No, you can't just hold me hostage on the phone, no.
It would be, if it wasn't for that, then maybe it would be a different story. Did you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I hear you. I'm just still waiting on you to pull up your website.
Yeah. Your voice? By me listening to your voice, it makes me wanna go to sleep. Okay, so for worst ones, what are you looking at now? I'm on a website now.